lived a good, open life. And of course, now when I get to be 99, 100, I'll expect to ask these questions, but I didn't hardly expect it at 82. But I never have been an excessive drinker.
Or indulger in anything.
I never smoked until I was getting along.
You smoke all the time.
Didn't do anything until I was about 35 years old. And I smoked. I don't smoke cigarettes today. And I never dissipated a great deal. And I never have been an excessive eater. I think if most people kill themselves with a knife and fork any other way. And I have always drunk a tremendous amount of milk. The most perfect milk food you could get. And I do it till today. I drink milk 3 times a day.
Really?
Yes, sir. And plenty of it. In the wintertime, I hardly ever take a drink of water. And in the summertime, I can swig it to beat the band. I'm a free sweater.
Yeah.
And I've had a few troubles. I've had a prostate operation. I've had appendix operation. I stay away from doctors until I know I got something to do to me. I think nature's the best cure of all. I lived an active life. I've never worked too hard, and I've done enough to keep in shape. And consequently, I think that's got a lot to do with it. I've known a very few men, though, that I thought worked to the extent that I thought it hurt them, but I have known a few. I knew a nigger man that I think worked enough to hurt him.
His father's a doctor. His brother's a doctor.
Huh?
His father's a doctor. His brother's a doctor.
Well, I'm still talking about him.
I don't mind. What were some of the sicknesses that people would get in the old days?
Malaria.
Well, in the old days, if you got anything besides malaria...
Swamp fever.
Well, swamp fever is malaria gone to seed. That was about all the doctor did for in those days. My father was a doctor to his tenants, or of course, occasionally we went to a doctor. But calomel and quinine, castor, and that is about the limit of the treatment. Yeah, use iodine and stuff like that. When I was a little boy, I was under 10 years old, I cut my leg on a bucksaw. Walked into a bucksaw. Yeah, I never went to a doctor with it. They just washed it out. And it probably cut to the bone and was scarred that long in the shin there. But
bad wound.
It made a wide scar. If it had been sewed up, wouldn't have been made quite the scar on it did. But I reckon if they'd had some adhesive tape and pulled it together and adhesive tape, it would have healed up too really well. But first vaccine I ever had, my father gave it to me. Smallpox vaccine.